You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. A very pleasant evening in January that we are going to be spending with Russell Maitland from the Courthouse Center for the Performing Arts. Russell is the executive director and back once again for another show. He was here a few months ago. Welcome back, Russell.
Thank you for having me again. Happy New Year to you, Mike.
Happy New Year to you and to all those involved with the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And I must say, before we started the show this evening, Russell and I kind of went over what's happening with the Courthouse Center for the Arts, and it's amazing. You've been a busy boy.
Tell me about it. We've been actually growing by leaps and bounds in the last 2 years. And it's wonderful to see through the economic crisis that we've been going through in not only the state, but in the nation. But people are taking to the arts and taking to South County, which is great to see happen here.
That's a great story. And we're glad at WCRI, being a classical radio station, to do whatever we can do to help promote the arts, because a lot of the people that listen to our station are very involved in various theaters and community theater and singing groups and all kinds of fine arts and so forth. And you've got a little bit of everything going there. You're from tap dancing to fine arts, right?
That's it. We're probably one of the very few multidisciplinary arts centers around in the state of Rhode Island that encompasses everything. We not only take care of performing arts, we're into the fine arts section as well, which is more of the gallery work.
Right.
And now this summer we'll be introducing language arts into the organization. And I'll be working with Betty Comden over at the South County Independent in a reading circle. And a literary circle. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's what's happening. So we're encompassing all the humanities right now, and I love it.
Most groups have a little pamphlet they put out that has a one page or perhaps two page about what's coming up. And Russell's got a book with him.
It's
here.
About 12 pages long.
There are so many things to talk about, and I suppose we should get right to it and kind of go a little. Let's go in chronological order, and we've already decided that you're going to have to come back this spring and catch us up on, because we have too much to cover today.
That's right.
But let's start with what's happening and maybe give us a little overview, and then we'll get specific.
Well, we have a classical musical venture, which is our classical series, that is probably, we started this several years back. In fact, this was really started through my predecessors back 20 years ago when they started the Art Center in the first place. The classical series was the initial groundwork to the Art Center, and we're bringing it back again. And this time on January 31st, Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we'll be introducing Musical Dolce. And Musical Dolce Chamber Orchestra has been around for a very long time. They primarily, their discipline is in Baroque music of the period up to the present period. So they span all of the music from that time era.
Right.
And they're a well-known group in the area. And they've been performing in Narragansett. They've been performing all in Westerly. So we're excited that they're going to come and perform at the Arts Center.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll start a piece of music with them. And this is next Sunday. Is going to be that performance. So what piece are we going to listen to now?
Well, this is a piece from Paul Rosenblum, Sonata in D Minor for Violin and Piano. And the first movement is Allegro Moderato.
Now, this piece is a little bit lengthy, so we'll probably just listen to a portion of it and then fade out and come back and talk some more with Russell.
Thank you.
Russell, there are so many things, as we've talked about, in your calendar coming up that people can't possibly remember it all by listening to this show. So let's give them a little bit of a help and tell them about your website.
Our website is www.courthousearts.org.
Courthousearts.org.
Right. And right. When you go to the website, you can purchase your tickets on there. You can look at all the programs that we'll be doing. They're all tabbed by series. And on the front page is basically what's new, what's coming in, and and it's an exciting website.
I hope all of our listeners will go to that website, because there are so many things. There's definitely something for everybody. So if you have a particular taste, you can find it coming up at Courthouse Center for the Arts. And what about a phone number?
It's 401-782-1018.
All right. Excellent. And as always, if for some reason you didn't have a pencil and didn't note that down, but you know our address, you can always email me here at wcri@classical959.com, and we'll pass along whatever information you need. Now, we leave the classical area, and we go to what some people might consider the more popular.
Yes. Well, one of the major components of the organization is our theater series, and we've been this new season, our third season coming into the courthouse, is going to be one of the most exciting ones. We did a nationwide audition, and we had literally over 250 actors coming up to Rhode Island from all over, from Atlanta, from North Carolina, even from Montreal and other parts of Canada, that came down to Rhode Island to audition for our series. We are very excited because we are actually doing four Rhode Island premiere musicals this coming year.
So four premieres.
So wow. it's kind of neat. And the first one is Rent, and it won the Pulitzer Prize in 1996, and it won the Tony Award. And the writer Jonathan Larson, he passed away the day before the opening of the show.
Hmm.
So it's based off of the opera La Boheme. It's the rock version, and it's I don't know that there's not one student that doesn't know Rent, or has seen the movie, or has gone to see the Broadway show, or has heard the music. So it's very exciting for us.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's listen to a piece from that. What do you have for us?
We're going to do the opening to Act Two, which is Seasons of Love.
How about love?
right now we're all in the mood for the Broadway musical. And we're going to play one more tune from Rent. So let's talk a little bit more about that play.
Well, Rent basically dealt with the issue of AIDS back in the 90s and mm-hmm. when it was first starting to become prevalent in our society and how they dealt with it and the issues that went around it. And I think that this just, it exposes so much about the human elements of our lives and our society. So I think this is just, the music is just so empowering and it just makes you want, it takes you to another place, another time. Mm-hmm. And I read an article about Jonathan Larson where he wrote about this show and he said, every time I did a musical number or I wrote a line, I based it off of my last breath because he knew he was dying. So he everything was based off of what you would do in your last breath. And I think that's it's an amazing concept.
I was just going to say it's an amazing urgency to you.
Urgency, right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll listen to this next piece, and it is, again, a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to a portion of that and fade out on it and then come back after commercial break with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts with Russell Maitland.
No, please, no, not tonight, please, no, mister, can't you go, not tonight, can't have a scene.
What?
Go, please, go, you, hello, sir, I said no, important customer.
What am I, just a blur?
You sit all night, you never buy.
That's a lie, I had a tea the other day.
You couldn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin Coffin III, here.
Oh, no.
Wine and beer!
The enemy of Avenue A will stay.
Oy vey.
What brings a mogul in his own mind to the Life Cafe?
I would like to propose a toast to Maureen's noble try. It went well.
Go to hell.
Was the yuppie scum stomped? Not counting the homeless, how many tickets weren't comped?
Why did Muffy...
Allison...
miss the show?
There was a death in the family, if you must know.
Who died?
Our Akita.
Evita.
Mimi, I'm surprised. A bright and charming girl like you hangs out with these slackers who don't adhere to deals. They make fun, yet I am the one attempting to do some good. Or do you really want a neighborhood where people piss on your stoop every night? Bohemia, Bohemia's a fallacy in your head. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to say our goodbyes. Here she lies. No one knew her worth. The late, great daughter of Mother Earth. On this night when we celebrate the birth in that little town of Bethlehem, we raise our glass, you bet your ass, to La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Bohème. La Vie Bohème.
To days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad. To love attention, no pension, to more than one dimension. To starving for attention, hating convention, hating pretension. Not to mention, of course, hating gear of mom and dad. To riding your bike midday past the 3-piece suits, to fruits, to no absolutes, to absolute, to choice, to the village voice, to any passing fad, to being an us for once instead of a them.
La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Bohème. Is the equipment pigment in a pyramid
is Maureen.
The mixer doesn't have a case. Don't give me that face. Hey, mister. She's my sister.
So that's five miso soup, four seaweed salad, three soy burger dinner, two tofu dog platter, and one pasta with meatless balls.
Ew. It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes.
And 13 orders of fries. Is that it here?
Wine and beer.
Two handcrafted beers made in local breweries. To yogurt, to rice and beans and cheese. To leather, to dildos, to curry vindaloo. To huevos rancheros and Maya Angelou.
Emotion, devotion, to causing a commotion. Creation, vacation.
Masturbation.
Compassion to fashion to passion when it's new.
To Sontag.
To Sondheim.
To anything taboo.
Ginsburg, Dylan, Cunningham, and Cage.
Lenny Bruce.
Langston Hughes.
To the stage. To Uda.
To Buddha.
Pablo Neruda. To.
Why Dorothy and Toto went over the rainbow to blow off.
Up before you pack.
Yes, Maureen.
Well, hurry back.
Sisters?
We're close.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we're having a very pleasant evening talking about all the wonderful things that are going to be happening at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Russell Maitland, the executive director, is here. And for those of you that don't know, Courthouse Center for the Arts is in West Kingston.
That's correct.
And not too hard to find. If you're familiar at all with the URI area, they're right down the street.
Right down the road.
And you can't miss them now with that large sculpture out front.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of lime green.
It's lime green. It's wonderful.
But that's a unique thing that's there and a great landmark. And we had started the program by talking about classical music that was coming. And we now have another classical event coming up on February 28th. With the Amari String Quartet,
right.
which has just come back from touring in Vienna. And a little radio side story for our audience that sometimes all the music doesn't come in when we think it's going to come in.
Correct.
So we don't have any music, unfortunately, from Amari String Quartet. So we'll go back to where we started.
From Musical Dolce again.
Right. But tell us a little bit about that performance that's coming up.
Amari is again, a South County child. I mean, mm-hmm. it started 12 years ago, and it's a branch of Musical Dolce, as far as I'm concerned, because there are the musicians from there actually started the string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what's so wonderful about this group is that they are on top of their game, and where they were in Vienna, they were actually going through a string, I guess, convention mm-hmm. where they were actually playing and learning more and bringing it back here to be better their group. And I think that's wonderful. I think they just keep on their game. And that's what I love about artists. They always want to learn more because you never stop learning.
Sure. That's absolutely, absolutely true. I know that very well. All right. What piece of music are we going to listen to?
We're going to go back to Musical Dolce, and we're going to play Allegro Cantabile.
Thank you.
Now that gets us a little bit into the month of through the month of February, and now comes the amazing month of March.
Month of March. My staff thinks of me as the demon child, because the month of March I have them working nonstop the entire month. We look at this month as our arts and performing arts month. We bring in everybody at this point. The first weekend on March 7th, we're doing our third annual Celtic Festival, which has Irish step dancers, fiddle players, bagpipers, Irish food from Patrick's Pub up in Providence. Narragansett Beer is one of our corporate sponsors for the event. It's mm-hmm. a major event that starts at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and does not end until 9 o'clock at night.
And there might be some alcoholic beverages
there
available?
There is beer. A lot of green beer. And then the next week, we're very excited about the next week project on March 13th, the Saturday. We are partnering with Domestic Violence Women's Resource Center in South County. We're actually sponsoring a 10K run with them mm-hmm. so that we're raising money for their needs. They just lost a lot of their federal money, and we're helping Mary Rhoda, who's the executive director out there, to bring more awareness to the group and try to raise the funds a little bit for them. So we're starting out with a 10K run.
Right. And you mentioned to me off air that there is a ton of people involved.
A ton of sponsors. We've got Belmont Market. We've got Narragansett Beer, Narragansett Prevention Group. We've got Narragansett Police Department, Panera Bread. There is a massive amount of people that are coming behind Excellent. This organization, which is wonderful, because you're actually seeing the community come together. And mm-hmm. I think that this is a major cause for the community. And I think that that awareness and helping your fellow brothers out there is important. So I think this is great. And then the week after that, the whole weekend, which would probably be the weekend of the 20th, we'll be doing our teen version of Aida, which is based off of the opera Aida.
Uh-huh.
And it's a rock version that was written by Elton John. And we're very excited. Our teens are our priorities right now. All our students are. And we have raised a lot of money for scholarships for them for dance, music, and fine arts. And all of these performers are going to be performing in that production of Aida for that weekend.
Excellent. And we're going to a piece of music now called My Strongest Suit, correct?
My Strongest Suit, yes. Amnara sings this, and she talks about her fashion.
All right, we'll do that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
In life, one has to face a huge assortment of nauseating fads and good advice. There's health and fitness, diet and deportment, and other pointless forms of sacrifice. Conversation, wit, I am a doubter. Manners, charm, they're no way to impress. So forget the inner me, observe the outer. I am what I wear and how I dress. Oh, now I believe in looking like my time on earth is cooking, whether polka dotted, striped, or even checked. With some glamour guaranteeing, every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effect. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, you're on view. So never compromise, accept no substitute. I would rather wear a barrel than conservative apparel, for a dress has always been my strongest suit. Whether wig or hat or turban, whether clad, boudoir or urban, not too strong.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I am sitting with Russell Maitland from Courthouse Center for the Arts, and we have been talking about a myriad of events that are going on. It is jam-packed season coming up, and we were in March, and we haven't even finished March before we took the break. And as a matter of fact, there's a subject near and dear to my heart. I'm glad to see that on your list of attractions coming up is a chorus from an organization. And Russell didn't have any idea about this.
I had no idea this.
And only in Rhode Island, they say. But it's actually everywhere in the world this happens. This group that's coming in to perform for you, Russell, was actually founded by my mother 50 years ago.
I'm so excited about this, Mike. You can't believe it. I am so excited. The Harmony Heritage Group is, yes, they are a chorale group that is award-winning in the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah, and they're part of an international organization called Harmony Incorporated, which is a female a cappella group. Sings mostly in the barbershop style.
That's right.
And so they have their chorus. It'll be performing when?
March 7th, Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m.
All right. And the musical director, Fred Kingsbury, I know pretty well, as a matter of fact. I'll be spending some time with him on the road in
I
a quartet.
It's awesome.
See,
that's
how
awesome.
A small world. But that's the Harmony Heritage on March 7th.
And then on March 14th, we've got Jacqueline Schwab, another Sunday afternoon performance at 4 p.m. And she is a folk and classical improvisational pianist.
Improvisational
pianist, right. And she's played all over the place in the Easter Coast. She's performed at the White House. She's performed in Boston. She's kind of renowned, and I was excited to have her come in here to do a performance for us on the 14th.
Excellent.
And then on March 26th, a Friday evening at 8 p.m., we have another South County musician, Steve DeConti, who will be coming in to perform for us more on the jazz guitarist type of venue. So we're excited about him as well.
So there's three events that could suit a lot of people.
Yes.
We
classify this as a folk series, so right. this is a lot of fun for us.
All right. And then another production comes in that you're very proud
of. Our second Rhode Island premiere, it's called 13, and it's based off of a young boy who happens to be getting his bar mitzvah, but he's moving from New York City to the Midwest. Mm-hmm. He's being transplanted out there, and it's about growing up and the growing pains of going into a new school system. And it was written by Jason Robert Brown. I consider him the next Stephen Sondheim of our era.
Pretty high credentials.
Yes, and his music is so good. It's with 13 students that are in the 13 age range, singing about 13.
All right. We'll listen to one of those songs right now called 13. 13.
Picture me, just another cool kid in NYC near the park and the Met. Life is sweet, Yankees in the Bronx, pretzels on the street, just how good can it get? Who'd have guessed? Dad would meet a stewardess, mom's depressed, and her lawyers are mean. Now I'm stressed, life is a disaster, and I'm cracking from the strain, going totally insane. And I'm just about to turn 13. Everything switches, 13. Everything turns around, 13. End up in stitches, 13. Hide away underground, 13. Can I get through it, 13. Life has changed overnight, 13. Going right, the best and the worst and the most and the least and the crazy and the scary, and I'm standing on the edge. 12 years old, everything that used to be good as gold starts to crumble and crack. Pressure mounts, once it was a joke, now it really counts, and there's no turning back. Life goes wrong, suddenly they're yelling cause your hair's too long or your room isn't clean. Roll along, every conversation is another lost cause or a list of my flaws. Just about to turn, God, I'm gonna turn 13. I wanna dirt my
shave my nose, beers, wanna grow my hair long, but all I need here it is. No, you're not ready. No, it's not time yet. No, it's not right now. Wait until you're older. No, you're not ready. No, it's not time yet. No, it's not right now. Wait until you're older. No, you're not ready. No, it's not time yet. No, it's not right now. Wait until you're older.
Homework, laundry, dishes,
horses. Just settle down and hold your horses.
Well, Russell, my head is kind of spinning a little bit. We have so many things going on, starting with next Sunday night.
Yes.
And why don't you just take us through a little chronology of what we've been doing here to recap.
Okay. Well, next Sunday, we start our classical series with Musical Dolce, and mm-hmm. that's Sunday, January 31st at 4 p.m. And then the Rhode Island premiere of Rent opens on February 5th and runs through February 21st. Then we go back to Amari String Quartet, which is on Sunday, February 28th at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. March, we have a slew of events that are going, and starting with the Celtic Festival on March 7th, the following week on March 13th, which would be the Domestic Violence 10K Run and gallery work, and a Young Playwright series that we're doing.
You might want to check those dates. March 7th, isn't that the Harmony Heritage?
March
7th.
7th is the Harmony Heritage. Let me just make sure. Yes, it is March 7th. Sorry.
Yeah,
so it's March 6th. March 6th is Celtic Festival.
Okay.
March 7th is Harmony Heritage. The following week is the Domestic Violence. The week after that, which would be AIDA, which would be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
In between that, our folk series will have Jacqueline Schwab on Sunday, March 14th at 4 p.m., and Stephen DeConte on March 26th at 8 p.m., and then April 9th through April 24th, the Rhode Island premiere of the musical 13, the new Jason Robert Brown musical.
Excellent. And all of this information, which is obviously too much for anyone to remember, even you.
I can't remember it all.
Is to go to the website, which is
www.courthousearts.org.
Right. And or if you want to call the phone number, you can call 401-782-1018.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
And I'll remember that easy enough because the last four digits are my birthday. See how that works out? That's great. All right. Well, Russell, thank you so much for coming in and
bringing this
to our audience, all of this music and all of these wonderful events. And we wish you all the best. I hope it all works out great. And I hope you're still around when we get to do the next show in the spring.
I hope so. Thanks so much, Mike.
Let's go to this last piece of music from 13. It's called It Can't Be True. Tell us about that.
It's the one of the last songs that is sung in the show, and it ties it all up.
All right. Sounds like a good way to end. Thank you for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh, hey, Lucy. What's up? Check this out. I just got the juiciest text from Charlotte, who told me the nastiest thing about Kendra.
Kendra? No. What?
All right, I'll tell you. But remember,
everything Charlotte says is a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Everything Charlotte says is a lie. You better not believe her. She says she saw
Yup. Well, what about Brett?
Ugh, I know. She's so full of it. But really, 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 don't say anything.
Of course not. I
won't say a word.
Yellow?
Cassie?
Charlotte!
Yo!
Everything Charlotte says is a lie.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.